So I got an email.
Hit us with it.
And it says, sorry, Ashley, .. That was the title.
Oh, no.
So I grabbed it. It's not gross. It's not that gross. It's not that gross.
Is it potty talk?
Shh.
I can't be here for, I'm going to walk out the door.
Please leave me anonymous. But a quick question for y'all. How do you avoid being pee shy in public? I'm going to let you answer this. Just dead silence.
So you've got options. First, and I don't recommend this, but this is the first one I ever learned, and I learned this in high school from friends. It's terrible, so definitely don't do
oh,
it.
Gosh.
But you turn on the faucet.
Oh, well, that's not terrible.
It's a waste of water.
Oh, dear God.
So okay. It's terrible.
Well.
And, yeah, you shouldn't waste water like that. It actually really aggravated me when the first time I saw it happen because I don't know why. Well, I do know why. My dad used to work in the water district before he retired. And I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. We had timed showers.
Okay.
Timed. And we also had one of those faucets where you could click it off while you shampoo and then turn it back on.
Yep.
My dad was very like water conscious. Money was always tight growing up. So that's how I was raised.
Yeah.
When I saw people do that so that they could pee, I was like, that's so wasteful. And then it hit me all at once. I was like, I am my father's daughter. Yeah. It was so crazy. That's a weird tangent, though. But yeah, that's option number one, which we don't like, but it happens. Number two is you just wait it out. Like, you have to freaking, like, you go in the stall and you wait for everyone to leave. And then you go.
Do your thing.
Or number three, you strategically, you're ready. Like, you're sitting there. You're ready to go. You can't because you're pee shy. You wait for someone else to start peeing.
You just pee really fast. In there.
Yeah.
Or option normal. Everybody pees and everybody poops, Ashley.
Do not shame her for
everybody
being pee shy.
Poops
She's
and pees.
Pee shy.
I'm saying, I think like when you're yelling at me,
you're yelling at her.
I'm not yelling at her. I'm trying to give her comfort.
I heard a tone.
I'm giving her comfort. Like everybody does it.
It is. Yeah, I know.
And
it happened.
Like,
it's fine. But like we have our fears.
You have to learn
and
to
she
love
has
it.
One, and I'm trying to tell her.
Are we getting
are your
in
options.
Our first fight?
It's happening right now.
Don't come at me.
I'm just saying.
You know what? Come at me.
You can't yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
There's other people with genuine fears.
Get out of my face.
Pee fears.
Poor girl.
I support you. I'm here
you
for
you.
You
got this.
Those are your
Follow
options.
All the options.
Honestly, the easiest one is to just like do it at the same time as someone else. It goes by a lot
Slip
easier.
Slip your pee in there.
Don't That's wait. Don't start. Wait for everyone to leave. That takes forever. And then everyone's like, "Why are you in there so long?" And then that leads to a whole other, you know, conversation of having to talk about it. So just don't go there.
Just slip your pee in with someone else's.
Little bits of wisdom with Ashley.
Welcome to the episode.
Hey.
Well, guys, hello. You made it to another episode.
You back.
You are all back.
We're
How are
back.
You? How are you?
I'm great. You know what happened?
What?
And I can't believe I'm saying this. I already know. You guys are going to judge me for saying this. Taryn won't because I feel like she's on the same page. But I feel like our listeners might. But I'm just going to say it anyways. It's currently August, like top of August. Like it just hit. We are officially in August, but it just happened. I am fully ready for fall.
Ooh,
like
girl,
fully.
Same.
And I'll tell you what happened. I was on vacation with my family and I went into my cousin's house. And she had some kind of like vanilla spice candle lit
or something like that.
And I walked in and was greeted with fall. Like it was the scent just overwhelmed me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm done with sunblock. I'm tan. This is going to last for a bit. Like summer's done for like I'm ready to move on.
Yeah.
Also, like I live in the valley and it's just hot. Hotter than hell out here.
Yeah.
I'm like up to here with the heat. It's great if I'm by the water, but like 90% of the time I'm not, I want nothing to do with it anymore. I'm fully ready for fall. And I know that there's a lot of summer people out there that are like, you're missing all of August.
Yeah.
How dare you? And it's hilarious because I still have another vacation coming, which means summer's still here.
Yeah.
But I am ready for fall.
Oh my gosh, I'm always
ready. To say, I am very much looking forward to Disney. Being fall themed.
Yep.
And I am ready for Bath and Body Works candles.
Oh my gosh.
Leaves?
Yep.
Leaves?
Yep.
I want leaves.
Girl,
that's
like
why I want Bath and Body Works. Stock if you wanna, up. If you wanted to like hit us up.
Oh my gosh, I'ma just
put that out there. We're sponsor big fans. Us. Big fans. Fans. Over here.
I will literally stock up on fall candles for the rest of my year.
Keep talking. Damn it, Taryn.
She was trying
to drink.
We have a tech,
guys. We have a technique. If something or someone. Like something happens or if someone needs to take a drink of something, the other person has to continue talking.
What are you talking about, Technique? You're the only one who does it.
We have always done that. If I need to get a sip of water, you continue talking.
Okay, go ahead.
You stop. Go ahead.
Drink your water.
No, I can't now.
Drink your H2O.
I'm parched. I can't.
Do you want me to close my eyes?
No. She called me out. Now I
didn't even call you out. You picked
you
it up in such
talking.
Awkward way. We're just fighting this whole episode.
Oh my gosh. Have you been, Taryn?
I've been great. Oh, shoot, I was going to say something and it's gone. It's gone.
No, it's not. Bring it back.
No, I can't remember. Like it's like literally mentally gone.
I was like, no, we can go back. It's cool.
I will. I have a couple like short things that people sent in that
amazing.
I thought were funny. One of them was an email that I was like for the first time nervous to open.
Nervous?
Because the title.
Did it have a photo?
No, the title is "Thanks a lot, Taryn."
Oh,
I was like,
I love this. I feel like I get called out a lot, and you rarely do. It's the start. This is the start.
No,
this is great.
No, I actually, it's funny, but she's like, "Dang it!"
Me. Oh,
I also want to say I'm not joking. Like, pretty much every email with my name in it, my name's spelled wrong. So I just wanted to give a little
spelling,
tutorial.
Spelling is fun, as Taylor Swift would say.
Yeah, she would. Call her up. It's Taryne.
Mm-hmm.
The
not
E gets
Tarine.
Left.
No. Not Turn.
Turn. Taryn.
It's not Terry.
And if you call me Karen, we're going to have problems. I don't know why. That is a trigger for me. Because
there's no K in there at all. That's what the trigger is.
No, and I think because I loved growing up that like no one had my name,
mm-hmm.
and then the name Karen, like there's so many Karens.
There's
so when someone's like
so
Karen,
many Ashleys,
yeah,
you can't
that's
even
true.
Karen can't even compete.
I have like
with
five
Ashley
friends. It's hard for me.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's real hard. So she says, "Hi, my name is Kayla, and I don't have a story, but I was listening to your last episode and heard you guys mention that Taryn is addicted to merge dragons." I'm so embarrassing. Like,
didn't I say if yes. you guys play this game?
You made fun of me.
I'm so excited.
You made fun of me. She says, "I decided to give it a shot. Dot, dot, dot. Big mistake. All caps. I literally cannot stop playing and have wasted so much time on that game. And I just thought I would send you an email to tell you what you've done. Oh, by the way, love you both, haha. From an addicted merge dragoner."
Oh my gosh. You guys, I am so happy this happened.
Every night.
I have literally never met another or even heard of another person who plays this game. And I feel like Taryn's the same way.
Yeah.
So you it's really so just bad. Made her day. We love knowing that there's someone else out there.
Yeah, I have
laying
limited.
Laying in bed at night, can't sleep. Playing Merge Dragons.
Yeah. I've limited myself. I don't let myself actually
She's
spend.
Limited herself.
I don't Woo. Spend my real money to buy gems anymore.
Good for you.
Which sucks because I can't like buy as many eggs, but like it's fine.
This whole conversation. Oh my God.
Another thing, because you know, let's just keep beating
let's
up Taryn.
Let's go. Let's go.
Someone DM'd
This is fun
us.
For me.
I know it's fun for you. And said a little suggestion. You should have a little turning into Taryn part of the podcast where you read a short story, a short little snippet of a situation where we do something stupid.
I love we, it. We as in both of us or
no,
we as in them?
The listeners. So every time they do something stupid, they send it in as a part of a segment called Turning Into Taryn.
Oh my God.
Why am I...
Do you like that, Mark? I think that's a great idea.
I say do it.
I say do it too. I oh my God. Guys, this is great. So like we can have the possibilities. I just spit everywhere. The possibilities are so endless.
Oh my gosh.
We can have like a, you know, like a what's that word? In between when you go to the theater.
Intermission.
Yeah. We can have an intermission with Turning It to Taryn, and we listen to one of your guys' embarrassing, awkward, horribly horrible stories. That happens to Taryn frequently.
You know, I feel like I finally found a place where not only am I accepted, but, you know, people just, you know.
You have a segment named after you.
I've been lifted to a place of, like, being known as stupid and awkward. Love it. Love
it. It's great.
Embrace it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, that was from Larica. So thanks for that. You get the credit for if this happens.
Should this be a DM thing or should this be an email thing?
I don't know. I mean, it can be either, but what do you think?
Either way, it needs to be titled For the Turning It to Taryn segment.
Yes.
Otherwise, it'll get lost.
Yes, that's true. That's
so
true.
I definitely need, if you guys are going to do this, I need like big caps, like Turning It to Taryn.
T-I-T, no.
For Turning It to Taryn segment. Something Turning It to Taryn in the title so that we know specifically what that's for, so we could put it in like a different file.
Yeah, and then, you know, welcome to my official club.
Oh, this is great. Should we get t-shirts?
All people
are welcome.
Should
we get bracelets?
Yeah.
Some like,
I was going to say it could be
rings.
The T-I-T, but that's not good.
No, no.
So we don't want that on t-shirts.
Just tit on a t-shirt.
I'm dying. Okay.
It could be catchy.
It
Mark's
could.
Laughing. It could be catchy. Turns into a whole thing. Everyone's like, gosh. Wait, what does that mean?
What is that?
In a pro. All these random people all over the world just wearing a tit t-shirt.
I can't.
I could just imagine. Excuse me, sir. What's your shirt?
What's your shirt stand for?
Yeah. Anyways.
And who's Taryn? Oh, good times. Okay.
Great.
Well, is there anything else you want
to
say?
I'm trying to think. I did want to say that I feel like you guys have forgotten to send us selfies when you listen to our episodes.
I've only got like two.
I'm not exaggerating when I say me and Taryn loved it so much. And I was looking forward to it a lot, and it's slowly dwindling down. Don't quit on us.
Yeah.
You know, keep them coming because I love it.
Yeah.
And Taryn loved
the best.
It. And I hope you guys loved it when we reposted it. So
we literally repost like pretty much everyone we get because we're so
like,
excited.
Repost,
unless
repost,
we missed
repost,
it. Yeah.
Repost. So funny. Yeah. So good. So yeah, I loved those. Please bring them back. Don't stop.
We love it.
Can't
get
stop.
It,
won't
it.
Stop.
Oh, we both sang, but like different songs.
Wow.
Wow. You know, the mind. I feel like, by the way, okay, so my
I feel
brother.
Like we're weird today. What's going on?
We are. We're picking it up. But this is the magic zone, dude. This is where it happens.
Taryn and I have had multiple conversations. When the podcast does get weird like this and like we don't know what's happening, or it's slightly out of control, and we feel like Mark should stop us, but he never does.
Yep.
We feel like those are the best episodes.
They're the best ones.
Yeah. They're
I
so
love
good.
Them.
They always
I
end up being so
them.
Funny.
Shoot, there was something else I was going to say. I forgot. Oh, I was going to say that laugh I just did, my brother, and you've made fun of it too. Like it's in the background of videos where it's just like, no, it's like a clap. Like I can't do it on
do
command.
It.
I can't do it on command. Next time it happens, I'll say something. But it's like that.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to emulate, but I obviously did a terrible job. Taryn's laughs sometimes can be very rhythmic.
Yeah.
Rhythmic is a good word. Syncopated.
You know? I have like a ton of different kinds.
Do you have
different laughs?
I have different ones. And I think I realized this a little more recently. And by recent, I mean just like after high school. But I remember hearing different laughs come from me and thinking that I was like making it different on purpose, like subconsciously.
Yeah.
Because I've never liked my laugh. Most people don't like their own laugh.
Yeah.
So I remember thinking in high school, someone said something at some point and I laughed. And I remember thinking, that's not my laugh. And then legitimately telling myself, like, why would you do that? Like, why would you do a fake laugh?
Yeah.
That's
like,
so stupid.
Life.
And then I realized, I was like, I think that might be another one of my laughs because I think we have multiple kinds.
Yeah. I have, mine are so, they range from like a goose honk. To like, ha,
she
ha, ha,
has
like
a goose
so loud.
Honk. It's
so
bad. Really loud. And it
you know
sounds
what I always
like
think
an
of?
Goose.
This is so cheesy. You remember that movie, When a Date with Tad Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay. And you know, like, the best friend who's like the underdog, like uh-huh. he makes that list of her like six smiles and what they all are for.
Yes.
I feel like that would totally win me over. Like if a guy was like, you have five laughs, the honk is win. I'd be like, oh,
what
take
does
me
the
out
honk
yours.
Mean?
I don't know.
I feel like it's when you're dying laughing and you can't breathe. And so that's where the honk comes in.
Maybe. I think the clap one happens when I'm trying to like not laugh loud.
Yeah, maybe. Because guys, you don't even know. It's all that. It's literally, she'll start laughing. It's just like, ka, 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 ka. It's yeah, so yeah, funny. Yeah. Anyways, okay. How did we start talking about this?
Because I clap laughed.
Oh.
I've never called it that. I clap laughed.
Does anyone else clap laugh out there? Please let Taryn know. Reassure her. Help her know.
Video
she's not
proof
alone.
Or it never happens. Okay.
Please.
Let's take a short break and then we'll get into it.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Should we rock, paper, scissors it?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. Oh!
Competitive problems. JK, I'm real upset
I'm
now.
I'm going first. I'm going to hit you with the title.
Okay.
Because I have one with a good title.
Okay. Give it to us.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Prepare yourselves. My love life is a hit pop song just waiting to happen.
Dang, that's a good one.
These people are clever.
They're getting good.
They're getting, they know, you know what's happening? They know what I want.
Yeah.
It's
they
official.
Do know what you
they
want.
They know what I like and they're giving it to me and I just.
Yeah.
I'm just raking them up
dude,
over here.
But I don't know if you felt overwhelmed by her inbox. I'm let's not talk so about it. Overwhelmed. It's almost to the point where I feel like I need to like go in every day because
I've
I didn't go in for
thought,
2 weeks.
I've actually thought, this is just, this might or might not happen. I'm not saying this in any way except for the fact that I thought of it, that we should like pause it.
Yeah.
Is there a way to pause it and catch
know.
Up? I don't know. Guys, I'm not saying we're turning it off. That's not what I'm saying at all. We're just very, there's a lot of you guys and there's a lot of emails and
there's so they're like, you know, in your inbox where you have to like mm-hmm. push page next because it's and it shows what like 50 emails like we have so many like next that are just
do
full
you delete
of unread.
Your emails after you've read them?
No.
Okay.
We should probably talk about what our system is. I mean, I put them in my folder, but no.
Yeah. If you guys don't know or have forgotten, we have. We a shared email account, obviously, where you guys yeah. send in your stories. And then I have a file. She has a file. And we'll go through. And if we find something we like, we put it in our file.
Yeah. I will say, like, for some of you, sometimes, like, if we just talked about a topic and someone asked for the same advice, like, sometimes, like, we won't address it because we did address it. Mm-hmm. So there's stuff like that where I feel like sometimes like but some of it like we just it's like so many like we just can't get to them all.
Like there's a lot of dating stories.
Yeah.
So I think something that I've been trying to look for lately is I'll comb through and try to find something like a different topic to talk about. But where I'm always down for a good dating story.
I
so
love dating
like,
stories.
It's just they're good. We love them all. It's just yeah. we're overwhelmed.
Yeah,
there's
a lot.
But yeah.
Which we're not complaining about.
Not
we
at
freaking
all.
Love
we
the
freaking
fact
love
that we
guys,
have so many.
And send us more.
All that to say. Here he is.
Validate us.
Here
okay.
he is. Okay.
We're going to
oh
go on
a break,
break. And yeah. we're going to hit it. All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So before we start with my story, during our break, we were talking about the whole tit t-shirt situation.
Let's stop calling it that.
And how we need a better name.
Yeah.
Obviously. Taryn.
In the
Would you like to enlighten
I am.
Us with yeah. the name that we are going to call our segment?
Yes. By the way, shout out MySpace. This mm-hmm. is my MySpace account name.
Is MySpace still going? Is that still a thing?
You know, I don't know, but I've tried to delete my MySpace like 30 times and it will not let you.
I couldn't remember the password to mine. And like the whole reason I stopped back in the day was because I couldn't remember my password. And it could still
be
out
there. Floating out there.
I don't know. I'm sure they deleted it, but like, you don't know.
I accessed it like probably like 5 years ago just out of curiosity, and I was dying. I'll totally post one of the pictures I found.
Yes, please.
Because I was so emo.
Wait, quick question. Okay. One, same. I feel like the whole MySpace generation was emo at that
time.
So
emo.
Question. What was your background song?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I can't remember. What was
Mine was Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging.
Oh, my gosh.
For so long.
And mine was
to this
probably
day,
like starting
to
line
this
or something.
Day, ladies and gentlemen, that is my go-to karaoke song. I love that song. And I do think it was like the MySpace like algorithm, like the way they created it. It was a little aggressive how the music would hit you in the face. Like it was just like, wham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're on Ashley's MySpace
page. Yeah,
here's
yeah.
all her music. But yeah, it was really loud. But man, mm-hmm. I love that song still.
Ooh. Do you remember Top 8?
Yeah.
And it was like a big deal if you were on someone's Top 8.
It was
eight.
A big deal like, if you were on Top 8.
I remember
or
a guy put me on his and I was
from
like,
Top 8.
Oh, yeah, no.
If all of a sudden you weren't on there.
You were not friends
you
in
did
real
something.
Life.
You did something.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Anyways, so it was my MySpace name, but we are going to bring it to this.
Back to life.
Which is, again, a reason they need to learn how to spell my name because they're going to mess
up. It's important. It's important, okay. People. Pay attention.
So we were thinking it could be called Tearing It Up. Slow clap. Two people slow
so
clapping
good.
Is so pathetic. It's so sad. That's like an
I think that is the best title ever. And I think we're gonna go with it. We're gonna roll with it. So you
tearing
know what that
up.
Means, guys. Officially, start sending us your Tearing It Up stories because we're gonna come at you
Hashtag
next week with one.
Tearing It Up.
Tearing It Up.
T-A-R. Y-N-E-I-T-U-P.
Just spelling, in case. Spelling is fun.
Just in case they forgot how to spell it.
Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and get on into my letter.
Oh, yeah.
Again, if you've forgotten, the title is My Love Life is a Hit Pop Song Just Waiting to Happen.
Yes.
Y'all are killing it.
Killing it.
With the titles. Here we go. Hi, guys. My name is Elena, and yes, you can use my name.
Oh.
First off, I just wanted to say that if you choose to read my email, just know that I will be screaming and smiling so much as you guys read and talk to me.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Please, please send us a video of
I would
you
love
listening
that.
To this.
At least a photo, if you want to get on our good side, a video of you screaming and laughing and smiling.
The more tears, the better. Me and Ashley actually love taking
I do.
Picture of our tears.
Very recently, I was in Taryn's car and I just hit one of those, like, you know when you're sleep deprived?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it was a mixture of things. One, I was on vacation.
Yeah.
Two, we were on our way from Vegas to Palm Springs. Vacation one in Vegas, yep. Vacation two in Palm Springs. So it was like just good vibes, you know, yep. That's what was happening. We were also having a great road trip, listening to good music. I had just had a great nap.
She had a great nap.
Eaten, Ashley. So I was like Ashley. Full and happy.
Can I post it?
Oh, I knew she was going to do
Can
this.
Can I please? What? Okay, what if I let you post that picture? If we put a moon emoji of me outside the car, will you let me post the sleeping picture?
Okay, that was a horrible high five, terrible, but I'm so excited. There's a lot of distance between us. Don't judge us for how horrible that sounded.
A lot of distance.
anyways, okay, backstory. I did not sleep. I was very tired. We were driving from Vegas to Palm Springs, yeah. Which is a solid 4-ish hours.
Yeah, it was a
we
long
stopped,
time.
We stopped. So, like, it was a long period of time. I was so tired. And, guys, I'm not a pretty sit upright sleeper.
No.
I never have been. And this is a great glimpse into what I look like if you sit next to me on a very long flight. My mouth just opens and it's not like a little crack, it's just like wide open. A fly could like fly in and out, like it's just like the worst.
And she's Taryn, a mouth breather.
Taryn got an optimal,
oh, it's perfect. It's the best picture
of me asleep in her car. It's actually mortifying and very embarrassing, but we're gonna post it.
It's cute.
We're gonna post it because, you know, I'm here for you guys.
Yes,
I'm here to, you know, give you guys a good laugh.
Yeah.
And also I have a great picture of Taryn.
I was gonna say, who should be more mortified of their
photo?
You
don't see anything. I'm obviously gonna cover everything up, so like, but it's a great photo of Taryn peeing outside the car.
Yes, you're a gem.
It was dark outside, but your girl used flash.
But don't worry, she flashed. While I was flashing, she flashed. Get it? Okay.
I got it. They got
it.
That
was like a dad joke, which, by the way, I have some for this episode.
I'm very
you're
excited.
Reading the story. I keep picking up mine.
I was going to say, she picked up her letter.
You like
letter,
literally
like,
already started.
What are you doing?
Go ahead.
Anyways, how did we get on that?
I don't know.
Smiling and laughing. Smiling and laughing.
Oh, because we want a picture of her.
We wanted proof.
Got it. Okay. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
We digress.
Sorry.
She says, I love you both so much and truly appreciate everything you guys are doing for your listeners.
Aww.
Thanks, Elena. You hype us up so good. Okay. Alrighty. So here goes my story. I just want to say now that someone should really make an album based on my love life. And she puts one of those like crying, laughing emoji faces. I like the emojis. Do you like
Mine
the emojis?
Mine would be more like an EP.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good times. Okay, keep going.
Oh, that was it. That was my clap laugh.
Oh, clap laugh.
That was my clap laugh. Okay, sorry. Guys, stop what you're doing. Rewind 3-5 seconds and replay that.
Now come back. You hear it?
It's like someone's
like a
clapping
DJ,
in the background.
Like a little DJ.
Okay, anyway. So in January, I went through a breakup with a guy I had been dating for 3 years. The breakup was way overdue, and I didn't want to leave something that I was so routine in because I honestly hated change. Mm. The breakup was literally the worst thing anyone could go through. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. I found out he was cheating on me with one of my friends.
Yay, yay.
He used my mental health against me and told me I was such a burden for having the kind of depression and anxiety that I do. And the whole thing ended with him moving on super fast with the girl he always told me not to worry about.
Oh, Mama Bear is out.
Damn. Yeah. He
I don't like
up.
Him.
Okay. Needless to say, I was completely broken and shattered after it was all over. I ended up doing a lot of drinking, crying, random makeouts with guys at bars, and a lot of soul searching. Oof, mm-hmm. Poor baby. Fast forward to today, I am so much happier, so confident, and so sure of who I am and what I want in life. Love that.
Yeah.
I'm currently dating a guy, and we have been together for 2 months now. We originally met back in high school. Hold for page flip.
Ooh. Yeah. I love how you announce it every time. It's like they're here with us,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We originally met back in high school, but he was always just a great friend in my eyes. We recently reconnected, and I have fallen head over heels for him.
Stop.
I'm gushing. We're gushing. He has told me he has been in love with me since high school, but never thought he would get his chance.
That's cute.
He's so good to me, and my family absolutely loves him. He keeps me grounded and lifts me up at the same time. Wow. He sounds great. I'm like, wow, I need one of those. That sounds amazing.
Don't we all?
Here is where I need your advice. While I'm so over my ex, I'm not quite over the breakup itself and everything that happened during that time. It really messed me up, and sometimes I will find myself remembering those dark days and even how my ex used to treat me while we were together, and it gets me really down and makes me feel so insecure. I find myself feeling less confident and even doubting my relationship or feelings for Zach, my new boyfriend. While Zach has never, ever given me any reason to think that he would ever treat me the way my ex did, I find myself putting my guard up at times when I'm around him, and I know that's not fair. I know he can tell when I feel this way, and I know he feels bad at times. I have talked to him a little about it, and he tells me that there's no rush for me to get over the situation. He seems
so sweet. I love him.
He knows how hard it was for me and that it's going to take time for me to be fully trusting with someone again. He says he just wants to be there for me in any way he can and continue to prove to me that he wants to make everything right that my ex did wrong. I'm so thankful for him. My question for you guys is, I still feel guilty about how much I think about my ex. Not in a kind of romantic way or in a way of like I'm missing him, but in how much it hurt and the pain he caused me. And how I feel so bad that it takes me away from my current relationship.
Yeah.
Zach deserves the very best and I want to so much give it to him, but can't seem to get over this insecurity / roadblock. What would you guys suggest? I love you both. And again, if you read my email, just know that I'm a hardcore fangirling over here.
Stop. I love her.
She's precious. Oh my gosh. I feel like I've been having a lot of emails lately where they really word it well. Like yeah. It flows.
Yeah.
Like it just flows.
Yeah.
Feels that like one a really story. Well. Thank you, Emily, for sending that in.
Wait, it's Emily? I thought you said Elena.
Oh my God. Elena.
Oh, okay.
I was like, confused. Did I get it wrong the first time or the second time? Okay, Elena, thank you so much for sending that in. Oof, man, I really hope that you're not being too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
While dealing with the breakup. I broke up with one of my exes, like my big breakup was years ago. And I still think about him from time to time.
Oh, totally.
And I'm talking like years ago.
Yeah.
And like that was a genuine heartbreak. And Taryn talks about it a lot on the podcast, but like your feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially the way like you talked about it, you're not romanticizing over him. You're not fantasizing over him. You're not missing him. You're not even, you know, thinking about him in a like greedy way or a wanting way. Like you're literally just like thinking about what happened to you. And I think you actually have to think about those things often in order to get past them.
Yeah.
I think it helps a lot if you talk about them. So if you find yourself thinking about them more than you are actually talking about them, I think it would be good for you to maybe not with your current boyfriend, just to give him a break. But, maybe you could find someone that you are comfortable with, that you can be like confident in, and express what you're going through.
Yeah.
And do it a little more often than you would think.
Yeah.
Because the more you talk about it, the more it gets out of your head and like
Reach
out in front of you.
It, girl.
Thank you.
Love
and
that.
You can see it. It becomes less scary because uh-huh. anything in our head becomes overwhelming. And can really take over our lives. And yeah. I feel like that's what's happening is I don't even think it's the relationship itself, or I don't even think it's even you thinking about your ex, but it's your fear of you thinking about your ex that is overwhelming you and causing you to freak out because you're starting to wonder, like, what does this mean? Where is this coming from? I'm in a happy relationship. Why am I still thinking about him?
Yeah.
And it's that spiraling mentality that's going to kind of like drive you into like the deep abyss of of fear and anger and frustration and just being lost. But the second you start speaking it out, I guarantee you it's going to become less scary, especially if you're talking about it with someone you trust.
Yeah. I honestly, I can relate to her so freaking much. And I've shared like a lot with you. I'm not going to get into details just out of respect. I mean, that's the problem when you only have one ex-boyfriend. Like, everybody would know who I was talking about. But, you know, we've talked about it before. When you're in relationships with people, you kind of have to be exposed to like their issues and things they have. Some of the things in my relationship were really unhealthy, like really unhealthy. And the aftermath of that for me was very traumatic. And I know that it was things that I made me feel like I can't ever date again because I don't want to push this on someone else because it is something that's like, it really feels like totally out of your control.
Yeah.
And if you have things like insecurities and even though you recognize like this has nothing to do with him, it you can't help it. And the reason you always think about your ex is because you know, especially she seems like very self-aware, you know the second you're like, why am I feeling this way? Well, duh, because I have these issues from my past relationships. So yeah. I think it makes sense that you think about him. Like, I still think about my ex when, like, little things come up.
Yeah.
But one of the things I would definitely recommend is to when you verbalize it with your new boyfriend, to, like, to really, really emphasize that it's separate from him. So even when you're feeling a certain way, to just be comfortable to be like, hey, I'm struggling right now. Like I'm like feeling kind of like insecure right now. Like I know this is not you. Like I'm just letting you know because I think sometimes we try to hide so much of it. So then what ends up happening is the other person is like, okay, why is she acting like that? Or like, what did I do? And sometimes if you just know like, okay, like you're honest, like you're struggling with something. I get it. It sounds like he's so gracious and patient.
He sounds amazing.
Side note,
he sounds great. And I feel like if you talk to him the way that Taryn is advising you to, I feel like it would only make him feel more included.
Yeah.
And make him feel more safe and trust you more if you like allow him to see that.
And tell him what you need in those moments. Like I've done that before with like some guys that came after where I was like in a moment I was like, honestly, like all I need from you right now is just like, can you just like hug me real fast and like just tell me I'm pretty? You know what I mean? Like but honestly, like be honest about what you need because a lot of times it's a small thing, like just a simple hug or just like eye contact for a second.
Just
like,
tell me I'm
high
pretty.
High five, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? But I think you can be honest and like have kind of a routine that you have with him where it's like, hey, like I'm kind of struggling right now. Like I'm just letting you know, like, you know, because I feel safe with you.
Yeah.
But I do agree that you should be seeking help outside of it.
Yeah.
I went to counseling for it because mentally I was so freaking messed up. Like, and this is like such a personal thing and I don't share this often, so why not share it with the thousands of people listening? But I remember mentally it got so bad that there was one time in the car that my mind was spiraling so bad and I had to pull over and I was crying so bad and I physically hit myself in the head to try to like jar and just to give myself like a second because it was like, I'm gonna cry. Cause it was like that in like emotional and intense. Uh-huh. And I think like the thing is like you're not expected to just like figure that out or for those things to disappear.
No, yeah.
So there needs to be that grace. And the fact that you found someone that gives you that grace is amazing. But also like that's just showing that that is still like a stronghold in your life and you need to like find ways to go through it. And I know like when I went to counseling, like it helped me so much to learn how to separate those feelings and to realize like it was this like outside monster. And like when I saw it as something separate, I wasn't as like hard on myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do think like you need to have your language with him. But when you're really trying to dig deep and find those issues, it needs to be something that you do for yourself because it really didn't have to do with him.
No.
You know?
Yeah, 100%.
Ooh, that's the first time I've gotten emotional on the podcast. And I cry all the time, so.
I feel like a lot of people downplay feelings.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if we treated this like an anxiety attack or like a mental health issue, we'd be more aggressive with it.
Yeah.
But you have to be just as aggressive with your feelings and your thoughts as you do with something else like that. That's a little more, I guess, aggressive.
Yeah.
Because your thoughts are going to eventually, if you don't control them, take over. And they're very powerful.
Well, and you don't want like your whole lot. That was my thing is like, I do not want to feel this way my entire life. Like,
yeah.
I want to just be able to sit back and enjoy a relationship. And I'm not saying like healing comes at all different times. And there's some mm-hmm. people who deal with things the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And I think that's like just a harsh part of like the way our minds and our hearts work.
Yeah.
But if you're at this point, which it sounds like she's at, where she's like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to think about him. Then I think you should seek ways to like get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so many people, and I feel like we're going in a different direction. So many people don't want to get counseling.
Yeah.
For various reasons. But I would just say it doesn't necessarily have to be a therapist that you get counseling from.
No.
I would recommend someone that you could trust that, you know, specializes in something like that. But even just having someone you're comfortable with, like a friend, like me talking to Taryn, or like your mother or a sibling or someone that you really trust can counsel you as well. So it doesn't have to be this big ordeal, and you don't have to have a problem to go to counseling. Yeah. Just not being able to control your thoughts is a good enough reason to go to counseling.
Oh, totally.
Having no reason to go to counseling is probably a good reason to go to counseling anyways, because I feel like we could all benefit from learning from ourselves.
That's where I'm at right now. I've been like looking for a therapist just because I want to. Like, I don't have an issue that I'm personally dealing with, but I just loved it. And we've done what you were just talking about to each other.
Yeah.
And like you said, like when you speak things out, it loses its power. So like sometimes like I would do things. I know like when I was like struggling with stuff, I would just text Ashley and be like, I'm so frustrated because blah, 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 blah. Just me saying it helped me to chill out. But then also she was able to say, hey, I'm so sorry you're feeling that way, but like, you're right. Like, it really isn't a big deal. And then I was able to be like, okay, this isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Or there were some times where you'd be like, yeah, I'd be frustrated too. And then I'd be like, okay, like, you know, sometimes you just need that soundboard person that you can be like, am I going crazy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. So whether it's a friend, a family member, or a therapist, I would definitely recommend talking to someone about it.
Yeah.
And I would definitely recommend even letting your boyfriend in on it.
Yeah.
Just if not for any other reason than just to reassure him that, you know, the two of you are great and you're processing through like old stuff.
Oh,
and
totally.
Also reassure him that has nothing to do with your ex, but you processing what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fully.
Oof, man. Oof. Elena, thank you so much for writing that. I feel like that really is going to hit home with a lot of our listeners, because I know I'm sure a lot of people have felt this exact same way. I know I have.
Yeah.
So I am very proud of you for being so brave and sharing that with us. Hopefully this helped. If you want to give us an update later, please let us know.
Yeah.
I really have like good feelings for her. So I feel like
too.
This is going to go so well. So I would just love to hear what happens next.
Yeah. Should we break?
That was beautiful.
So I can pull it together.
Okay. Yeah. we're going to take a break and come back with Taryn's story.
Yes.
Break.
Break. Okay, are we back?
We're back.
You back?
Are you back?
I'm back.
You good?
I'm good.
Should we get some tissues?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Honestly, I was just telling Ashley, like, I really am surprised I don't, because I cry all the time.
Yes.
So I'm surprised that I don't. She
I said
yes.
That so matter-of-factly. Yes. Yes, she does.
It's true. You know, I'm very in touch with my emotions, so it's a good thing.
It's great.
It's a good thing.
It's great.
Okay, so this is titled.
I just thought of that Friends episode with, is it Bruce Willis? Who is it?
Oh, yeah, where he doesn't show any emotion and then she
Rachel's
breaks him.
Like, I need to talk.
He's like,
I want to talk to you. I want to know about you. And he just can't pull it together after.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Thank you for comparing me to that.
Big Friends fan over
Big
here.
Big Friends fan.
Continue.
Okay. This is titled, Not Feeling Discouraged About Who I Am.
Ooh.
Man.
This is a rough one, guys.
Man, usually we like pair it more.
It's okay. This is great. I'm on a
roll. Paramore.
Paramore? Paramore?
I don't know. Well, a good thing I got dad jokes.
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top.
She's got a body like an hourglass, a sticky like a clock.
We can't. Okay. We can't continue. Okay, okay. This is not.
We should just one episode. We should just sing.
Did we just
do
that? That's so amazing. No, it's not.
Okay,
that's my number two karaoke song.
I was gonna say when you said the other one was your karaoke song, I was like, girl, Paramore,
Paramore, and Sugar Ray Leonard. Anyways,
got it.
I digress.
Okay, so this one, I already said that. Okay, let's just dive in. Okay, it's a little bit long.
Okay,
so I'm just gonna like read it, and then we can talk after. Because
do your thing, girl.
All right. Hey guys, I just wanted to start off by saying that I love you guys and your podcast has been an awesome addition to my week.
Ah.
You can comment. Love
that. I was like, do I comment? Okay, am I allowed to?
Those are our like favorite is like the beginning because we're like, oh my gosh, people actually
listen.
It makes
me so happy.
Not just our families. And Mark, because he has to sit here and listen to it.
He has no choice.
Yeah. Okay. My name is, this is so funny because she says, it's okay if you don't know how to pronounce it. People butcher my name all the time, but she didn't give me any like like help.
Oh, like she didn't like sound it out for you?
So I think it's Danae. I'm pretty confident in that.
Can I see it?
D-I-N-A-E.
Danae.
I feel like Danae.
I would go with Danae confidently.
I would too. You know, let us know. Next time, maybe give us like a... the spell out
what
type thing.
What is that? What is that called?
I don't know what it's called, but
like phonics.
Oh, phonetically. Thank you, Mark.
Like, phonics.
Mark always knows the answer to all our questions. Okay.
All your problems.
All our problems. We should just have him.
He's actually answering all of this for us. We're just reading it off the screen.
Can you imagine? It's behind you. Okay. Anyways, I suck at reading, so you would be able to tell right away.
Yeah.
She's not really talking.
Well, you are reading.
No,
letters.
I mean, I like mispronounce things a lot.
Good point.
And I wouldn't be saying like, so you'd be like, she's for sure.
Red flag.
It's not off the cuff. Okay. I'm 18 years old. 2 years ago, my junior year of high school, I was diagnosed with chronic migraines and endometriosis. I said that right.
Oof,
endometriosis. Yeah. I was missing so much school and in and out of the hospital so often, my mom decided it would be best to pull me out of school. Yeah. I was sad to leave my friends and my school because I really did like it there, even though I knew it was the best decision. Soon after, my mom put me in online school, which I will admit was a much better option for me. Even with that being said, there was a period of time where I was in the ER nearly once a week with a migraine or some sort of endometriosis pain. Because of this, I failed some of my online courses. Because of that period of time, I fell behind in school, and I am now a super senior. I only have 1.5 credits left, so I'll be done in about 12 weeks, but I'm really struggling to not feel discouraged or like a failure, especially because my dad grew up in a very traditional household and adopted these ideals in his parenting style. He always pushed my sister and I to have good grades, finish high school, then go to a 4-year university and get a stable, well-paying job. Because this was ingrained in my brain growing up, I'm really struggling to not feel awful about myself and like I'm already failing at life. I do understand that my illness isn't my fault and I couldn't have done anything about the courses I failed, but I've always been very hard on myself and am a perfectionist. My mom has told me repeatedly she's not disappointed in me for taking longer to finish high school because she was the one there for all the emergency room trips and hospital visits and saw what I was going through. She's proud of me for even finishing high school and planning on attending community college when my health allows. Even though my dad hasn't been there through my chronic illness journey and struggles, his opinion still really matters to me, and I know he doesn't see chronic illness as a reason to not finish high school on time because it's quote-unquote easy, and his wife has migraines her whole life and has been able to function like a normal person. I guess what I'm asking is how to not feel discouraged about taking longer to finish school. Thanks. I love you guys.
Oh.
I literally have never wanted to like reach through and hug someone so much.
I know. That breaks my heart.
I know.
I know a few people that got held back.
Oh, that's the thing.
It happens.
Like, I feel like let's just address that right now.
Yeah.
School, we've talked about this before.
Uh-huh.
School is not the same for everybody.
No.
I took 7 years to graduate college and I didn't do anything fancy. Like,
same.
I withdrew from classes. I dropped classes because of like job or life or whatever. And those were all my choices.
Mm-hmm.
But like school in general, like it's not a cookie cutter thing.
No.
I think and older generations.
It is treated like one.
Yeah. And I think older generations have a harder time with that.
Yeah.
So I get that dynamic.
Yeah.
But that's not even like the biggest thing I want to address with her. But I think that we should like get that out of the way.
I think we need to definitely say that. I struggled in high school so hard. I honestly,
oh my gosh.
I'm surprised I passed. Like,
yeah.
I'm not a good book reader. I've never learned in classrooms well. I'm great learning if someone shows me in person.
Yeah.
If I had some kind of like mentor,
yeah,
I would do great because
or like a tutor.
Show
I
me how
a tutor.
And I can do it.
Yeah.
I've had so many tutors. For example, like the reason, I'm just going to say it. The reason I didn't do well in high school was mostly because of math. I could not for the life of me catch up. I was always one full class behind.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you go into what high school it's, and it's algebra 2.
I don't even remember.
Right. I was one behind. So yeah. I was always in the grade level behind me in math because I could not for the life of me understand it and catch up. To this day, I struggle with it. And I barely got through it in college, mostly because I paid a friend to help me.
Yeah.
Like I was like, she's really good. I was like, I'd rather you tutor me and like,
yeah,
no, I'm going to like do well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
School's not for everyone and people learn differently.
Yeah.
And like, we're not even talking about her understanding. It's just.
No. And that's the thing. That's why I want to like just say that. Like the idea of not going through school
in
a traditional way is really like a taboo thing now.
Yeah.
And
it's so true.
I will say, like, my brothers make fun of me all the time. Like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, how long did it take you to graduate college? And I'm always like, yeah, bro, but I finished. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I just have my, like, quick responses because, like, I don't personally care. But, like, with her situation, and that's why it breaks my heart so much, is because I know why I graduated, like, late. Because I just, like, did not try. But, like, with her, it's like she did not have a choice and she's dealing with all these things outside of her.
Yeah.
So it breaks my heart that you are feeling that like guilt and shame of like not finishing in time because like, and you mentioned it. So like, I think you're kind of aware, but like it really like nobody is going to look at your journey and be like, oh, she should have tried harder. Like
no one looks at your GPA, let alone that. Like,
no, but like, yeah. And if someone's like, oh, you're still a senior and you said literally all you would have to say is, you know, I had some medical issues, but like I'm back on track. Like nobody who is like a normal, outstanding citizen, person, human, whatever. I feel like nobody would respond and be like, that's a stupid excuse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No one would.
And you don't have to go into details. You
no,
don't have to
it's
be
none
like
of their business.
I was hospitalized. I was in the ER all the time. I have migraines. I have, you know, you have no, nobody needs to know. It's not their right to know. Literally, like, if I were you, I would just have your short answer and be like, yeah, I had some health issues and, like, I'm on a different track. That's all you have to say.
And the truth is, I remember people telling me this when I was in high school and I didn't believe them, but it's so true. The second you're out of high school, you'll realize no one cares about high school.
No.
Nobody cares. No one even cares about college. Like, once you graduate, like, you graduated.
Yep.
And you're moving on to real life, like, work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to say that, like, this isn't real life, because obviously this is. But once you're done with your super senior year,
yep,
it's done. And no one's going to care whether you were a senior, how if you were held back, whatever. No one cares. And that'll hopefully relieve you from caring as well.
Yeah. It should. Dude, I just thought of the dopest analogy,
what?
I think.
Oh my God, hit us with
it. I feel like I'm good at these. Okay. It's kind of like when you go to a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Like, you walk through all the aisles, you see all the produce, like, you're exposed to all the produce, but in reality, what you leave with is, like, only the things that, like, you need.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, literally, that's school. You know, you learn all these things, you learn all these subjects, but the things that you really are going to like mentally hold on to are the things that you're planning on like taking with you in life and like using.
Like the Pythagorean theorem. Like the Pythagorean freaking theorem.
You know, I really, my upper division psychology classes are all I really like remember things from because I was so passionate
about it. You
learn it
for the test and then you move on.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how it is with some things, unless you're going to be a freaking mathematician.
God bless you all because
can't. But
okay, let's get back on track.
Yeah.
So other part. So anyways, I hope I feel like this is like I hope this is like speaking to you. I'm sure it's things you've heard because it sounds like your mom has like encouraged you too. But maybe like just outside perspective people who don't know anything about you. Like, I hope it's like refreshing to hear like us be like, girl.
Yeah.
Like literally there's nothing to be ashamed about. The second part I want to talk about is what she feels with her dad. I totally get that because like my dad's opinion is one of the most important to me.
It is.
And it's something that I've struggled with where I've almost felt like I've learned now that what I was doing was like I would hide things that I was afraid he wouldn't be proud of me. But all that was really doing was stopping me from having like a closer, genuine relationship with him.
Yeah.
And it's when I finally just like let myself be me and let myself understand that we're two different people. We're always going to have things that like we don't necessarily agree on, but he loves me and is proud of me no matter what. And that's what like I need to like value and not be so worried about necessarily his full opinion on me. And even if the other case is that if her dad really is like, I don't think what you're doing is right. That's what growing up is you learning how to like be independent and say, I love and respect my parents, but I know right now that like his opinion is not right. And that is not going to reflect on how I view myself.
Yeah. And it's okay to, I feel like people like at older ages still struggle with this. It's okay to disagree.
Yeah.
And have different beliefs, thoughts.
Yeah.
Than your parents.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd say it's healthy to form your own opinions in your own way.
Yeah.
And learn in your own time.
Yeah.
Rather than take on the opinions and thoughts of your parents, because that's their opinion and that's something that they've come to the conclusion of.
Totally.
Whereas like this is your life and do you want to live your life according to someone else's thoughts and beliefs?
Well, like even like her list. She says a list. She's like, to have good grades, they're your grades. Mm-hmm. So they'll affect you only. Mm-hmm. To finish high school, that's your name that's going to be on the diploma. To go to a university, that's your experience you're going to have, people you're going to meet, a degree you're going to choose. To get a good job, that's something you are going to be investing your life in.
Yeah.
So like really, like, I mean, it'd be nice if in a perfect world all of our parents were like always just like, yes, love your career choice, love your decisions you make.
Exactly.
But that's, it's your life. Right. And like that separation is natural. So I think it's okay for you to be like, yeah, my dad doesn't love like where I'm at school, but it's cool. I did the best that I could. Yeah. And like, just leave it at that.
That's the healthiest mindset.
Yeah.
Oof. I'm excited.
Yeah.
For her.
Dude, she's a rock star. Like, even just reading this, she's so strong.
And we didn't even address this, but oh my God, you're so strong and so brave.
Yeah.
And are just freaking killing it, getting all of this done while having gone through everything that you've gone through.
Yeah.
All the other students, they're just doing school.
Yep.
Like normal. But no, you had a challenge and you overcame it and you're getting this done. And we are so proud of you. So please don't diminish that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just excited to see what happens. Please, please update us with this one. I really want to know.
As you guys can tell, we're addicted to updates now.
We love updates.
We loved the update episode. We loved it. So hopefully you guys did too.
They did.
Yeah. Should we end with a dad joke?
We absolutely should.
Okay. Okay.
Taryn's whole like body just like came alive when she saw the dad joke.
Okay, I did two like pretty simple ones.
Okay,
so I don't love when you're like I don't get it. So okay. I'm trying to like,
okay,
put it in your, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Okay, what do you call somebody? No, what do you call someone with no body and no nose?
No body and no nose. Hold on.
Can I say it?
Hold on. Nobody knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I had to think about that one.
I am proud of you.
I was like, it has to be with like somebody, something body.
I mean, nobody I would have knows. Delivered it better, but it's fine. Okay, the other one.
Wow.
I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.
You get it? Yeah, that's good. Because which came first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got both of them.
I'm so proud of
you. Wow. Go
I'm rubbing off.
Guys, if you have any stories that you want to send us, if you have funny ones or serious ones, we want them all.
Yes.
Please email them to us. Where can they email them to us at, Taryn?
AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We have all the socials, Insta, Twitter. We have a YouTube account now. We have a Facebook page. Hit us up on all of them. We're there. Oh, and we're ready to chat with you. Please be sure to send us your selfies of you listening to the podcast.
Oh my gosh,
it makes
please.
Our day. It makes us so happy. I'm not lying when I say that, so please send them to us and continue with the Taryn edits, because
you know,
and hashtag
can I
Taryn
say
it
something
up.
Can I say something?
Sure.
There was an episode that you said so many things, and I straight up on our stories was like, guys, in the first minute of this episode, Ashley gave like 4 prime examples or opportunities for you to make her into an amazing edit, and I literally requested it. Nobody did it. But
they listened to me more.
You just slightly mentioned, haha, Taryn sliding into her DMs, and our thing is like flooded with pictures and weird things
just,
of me.
There's an endless amount of opportunities with you sliding into DMs. There's so
to
many
me,
edits.
Tearing it up.
Tearing it up. And we're going to end with that. Please be sure, if you have Taryn It Up stories of you doing awkward, embarrassing things that you want us to add to the Taryn It Up segment, let us know.
Yep.
We'll add you in. It's going to be great.
Or as the DM so lovingly said, doing something stupid.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Sounds great. We'll talk to you guys next time. Have a happy
we
Monday
love you.
Or whatever day you're listening to this on.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.